Okay, so I know you danced to this song at some wedding or maybe pulled it out during karaoke. But keep on listening.
In the city, ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes so they can seem witty. Dun dun mujeres, what do I say? Comienzo a hablar, me dicen no way. Me dejan frío, ay Dios mío. Es porque no tengo mucho brillo. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Lo digo lo que quieren, ellos no me dicen. Se cuestan en la arena cogiendo sol. Esperando un hombre rico que le diga hello. On the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So glad on me, dice, vamos bailar.
Ay, Dios mío. I mean, it sounds like you're having a mislead, switching back and forth between English and Spanish, but it's not exactly. What you're hearing is thanks to a new technology developed by a company called Voxonic. Voxonic creates translation of music into any language into the voice of the original singer. They're working with rapper Prodigy, whose new album may end up in a bunch of other languages, and they've just released Kimani Marley's new single, The March, in English and Spanish. Here to help explain the magic is the president of Voxonic, Ari Deutsch. Hey, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
All right. Can you explain to me how this works?
Basically, what we do is we have a song translated by hand. Then what we do is we have someone go into the studio, repeat the foreign language version as the English version, the same style and same manner. So with that, we have now a French version of the song, and you also have an English version of the song. Then we take the software. Using the software, we take the voice of the original artist and put it on top of the foreign language words.
So where did the idea come from?
The idea came from the chairman of the company, Fred Deutsch. He was watching a Harrison Ford movie on an airplane going to France, and he was listening to it in French in order to improve his French. And he wasn't laughing at the same parts of the movie that he did when it was in English. He's like, it doesn't even sound like Harrison Ford. It doesn't make sense. How do we do this? And the next day he went on this mission.
To try to figure out how to ape the voice. Or do you actually take the syllables and the intonations from the actual artist and then just sort of rearrange them into the new language?
Yeah, pretty much. What we do is we take a 10-minute voice sample. From the 10-minute voice sample, we have every sound that the voice that someone will make. We have all phonemes.
Okay.
So what we do is we actually realign phonemes, but it's not a slow process. It's a very quick process. When you run it through the system, it's actually, you know, for every 3 minutes of speech that needs to be transformed, it really is only 3 minutes of processing power.
You just warped my mind. I'm sorry. Let's listen to another example while I get my mind unwarped. This is Kimani Marley. You live, you live, you live, right? Live, you live, you live, you live, right? Live, you live, you live, you live, right? Live, you live, you live, you live, right? I'm feeling crazy. I got my mind made up. I'm off the T's and I'm ready for. Okay, it's Kimani Marley rapping the march in English. Let's hear the Spanish adaptation. Is part of this just about wanting more people to understand music?
Totally.
Rather than just the business prospect?
Totally. I mean, I do this for love of music. Prodigy, for example. Prodigy is the reason that we started our record label. He was like, you know what? You make sense, because when I go to France, they know the lyrics that I'm singing in English. But when I go to meet them backstage at the show, they can't hold a conversation with me. And I'm like, it's not fair to the Europeans and to the people that don't speak English to buy your album and not understand what you're saying, especially with all the value that you're saying. So we definitely need to put this in a different language.
Do the artists trip out when they hear themselves?
Totally. Totally.
What's that like the first time you play it for them?
Prodigy lost it. Like, oh, my God. Yo, that's me. Really?
It could also be used as a communication tool between politicians, between world leaders. Have you tried this with?
Yeah, we had a politician that went to China that used us. I can't speak on who it was, but he used the technology to give his intro. He went on like a 7-city speaking tour, and he used the first minute and a half. He used the Voxonic technology in order to welcome all the people there.
All right, I know that on your website, if you want to check it out, there's a. It looks like, is it Bill Clinton's inauguration?
It's actually, that was the first thing we ever did, but years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen if we can.
A generation raised in the shadows of the Cold War
asume más responsabilidades en un mundo bajo el calor del sol de la libertad.
That's so wild.
But threatened still by ancient hatreds and new plagues.
President of Voxonic, Ari Deutsch, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.